Until next time, Lisa Nichols.
Lovely as always.
And I am Derek Gary. Stay warm. It's going to be cold this weekend. Dodge those snowflakes. And as you're out and about for the next few days, have a very happy Valentine's Day. And stay safe, everybody.
I think we got it now. We gotta get a power increase, and we should get a better lease. Everybody would hear us then at 91.5 FM. It would be so awesome.
It would be so awesome.
We would really rule.
We would really rule.
Everybody would hear us.
Everyone would hear us.
And all the competing schools. It's simple, that's the way to do it. That could be a new Rick Ocasek.
Hey.
We discovered Tracy Chapman. Before she made big bucks.
She makes big bucks.
We could say things on the air back then.
Oh yeah, we could.
With simple words like aw shucks.
Aw,
we would be really awesome.
We
everybody would hear us.
Everyone would hear us.
In all the competing schools. Can you do a bridge, Paul?
Yeah. Okay.
One day we're gonna control Boston.
Yeah, right.
And we'll get calls from even Brookline, too. Maybe someone in South Yarmouth.
South Yarmouth on the
Cape. Would want to hear they might be giants too. So much talent is wasted.
Oh, it is so.
No one can hear us at all.
It's too bad.
But MFO is 18 years now.
Almost 20.
Almost 20 and 6 feet tall.
Oh yeah, right.
We could be really awesome.
We could be so awesome.
And we'd really rule.
Yourself lots of things that
and you call yourself a carnivore. It's from Future Carnivores right there. Delightful. You are listening to WMFO Medford 91.5. My name is Pam. I'll be here with you until the midnight hour. We have a bunch of awesome guests coming in tonight, which is really exciting. We have High End over in Studio D for Mikey D. They are setting up now, and they're going to be performing for you in a little over an hour, maybe an hour and a half. We have Annabelle Lord-Patey and her friend Matt Minigel coming in tonight to chat and play some songs acoustically with me. That'll be within this hour. We also have Why am I who I am? Why am I here? I'm here because I'm also going to be chatting with Sarah Siminski, and I'm very excited about that. I'm excited about all of this. I'm excited about you. I was actually informed this week that I use the word excited too much. I'm a rebel. I'm going to keep using it because I'm just too excited not to. And right up here, Guillermo Sexo, Dark Spring. And aren't we all excited for a dark spring or a light spring, any kind of spring? Please just end this winter. Thanks.
You're gonna have a lot of fun. Oh boy. You're gonna learn that life is hard, but punctuated by joy. By joy. By joy. Oh boy. It's the first cliche of the rest.
Red from Wavelength there. Prior to that, Sound Audio with their song Birthday. Happy birthday, Linnea, from Found Audio. Like what I did there? Yeah. Guillermo Sexo started off that set with Dark Spring off their album of the same name. You're listening to WMFO Medford. My name is Pam. Coming up soon, we're going to have some live music here in the studio, which is pretty gosh darn exciting. And I am excited. So there. One in three adults has diabetes or pre-diabetes. Are you one of them? The National Diabetes Education Program is your source for free education on prevention and control. Call 1-888-693-NDEP. That's for National Diabetes Education Program. Or click www.yourdiabetesinfo.org. This is a message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and your friends here at WMFO. Right up here, our friends, Grown Up Noise, come Sunday. You know what Sunday is? It's Valentine's Day.
Come Sunday, I need that one song played over and over. You see that one number everywhere you go. It tells you what you've got today. The hours divide into pieces that you fold. You're gonna miss the ones you wanted. And yes, it's gonna be another moonlight, but that don't mean it shows your way. I know just what you're feeling. I've been screwing up all that's decent. Sunday, I need that one song played. You need that sacred life to hang above your bed. It tells so sweetly your man. Soldier on to beat the band. You're gonna reach your nirvana. And yes, we're gonna drink another moonshine, but that don't mean it's made your way. When the band plays, I believe it. Where it comes from, they don't know. Over and over.
that's our own.
Just there, we had Field Day with Dr. Mesmer off their self-titled EP, The Rationales and their song Radio off Dream of Fire. and the Grown Up Noise with Come Sunday, The Problem with Living in the Moment. Right up here, we're very excited to have two special guests performing live in studio, Annabelle Lord-Patey and Matt Minigel. They're going to be performing together this Saturday at Atwood's Tavern from 4 to 6 p.m. It's a $5 suggested donation when they pass around the hat. And if you're under 21, you are more than welcome to attend as long as you're there with a parent. And I think I'm going to let them take it away. If you guys are ready to play, we're ready to hear you.
Sure.
Yeah, I'm good to go. Do you want to go first or me?
You can go.
My friend.
Not your friend.
This is called Lucy.
This one I wrote recently, it's called Jesus on the Dash. I have a little dashboard Jesus. I don't know if you know that old song. It's a country song about a dashboard Jesus, but I wrote my own. So here it is. Those things are Lucky Charms.
I pick you up around 4 o'clock every day. We're almost always on our way. There's nothing in this world anyone can do, 'cause I'm always gonna sacrifice myself to you. Thank you. watching on the sympathetic stars. I used to think that I was just awful blue, but now that's tying all the way back to you. Turns to day.
This is called Nancy Says.
So
so sick.
Nice. Okay, here's another new one. Oh, let's tune real quick. This guitar sounds really weird today.
Should I quickly tell folks about the show that's coming up this weekend?
Yeah, that's
Is that helpful?
Good.
There we go.
Yeah.
Cool. Hooray. So we've been listening to beautiful new songs from Annabelle Lord-Patey and Matt Minigel. They are friends. They are musicians together. They are performing together this Saturday from 4 to 6 p.m. at Atwood's. That is a 21-plus show, but if you're under 21, you can get in with a parent. It's a free show, but $5 suggested donation. And they also have another show the following weekend in Salem, which is, in its own right, all ages, and that is $5 at the door. Was that enough time wasting?
Yeah.
Hooray.
Okay, thank you.
That's me.
All right, yeah. Here's another new one.
I don't care if the sun don't shine, can be happy anytime I want to. And I don't care if you break my heart, knew you would from the very start. But I'll always take you. There's something you gotta know, my love. You're not the only one love. Supernova, it was really nice to know you well. I did. You shine so bright for a night. I don't need your Valentines, 'cause we're together all the time. Can't remember yesterday. All my words are going gray. I don't know what to do. There's something you gotta know, my love. You're not the only one. I've been untrue to my true love. Supernova, it was really nice to know you. I'm up all night. I don't care if the sun don't shine, can be happy anytime I want to.
I should have tuned that guitar again.
I thought that sounded fantastic.
Oh, that's going to be one that they hold against me.
No way.
That's a really good song.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, that's...
Oops, I should have stopped when I noticed it wasn't a... Oh. Sorry, okay. Guys.
You guys sounded fantastic. And, you know, it's live radio. What are you going to do?
Yeah.
And you're... Matt, you're performing with a cold. Is that right? Did I pick that up?
There I've a had lot. It for like a month. It's terrible.
I think Joel has the same thing. It
yeah,
must
we were
be going around.
That, yeah.
Yeah, it just won't let go. But you guys sounded fantastic.
Thank
in voice
you.
And in instrumentation. And you guys mentioned, did you meet through guitar lessons? Is that...
Yeah, I was taking guitar lessons from a pretty, like, a classical kind of guy, and he was having me play all kinds of Simon and Garfunkel, and, like, that was my tree, you know what I mean? That was as far as he would go into the not sight reading stuff, you know what I mean? He was cool, he was great, he taught me some really good technique stuff, but I was like, I just want to learn how to play Elliott Smith songs. So mom was like, oh my god, Matt Minigel, our little friend who comes to the open mic. He would be able to teach you that. So she called him, and he came over for a lesson, and it became pretty apparent that it wasn't really going to be lessons. It was going to be more like having fun, but
we went
from there, yeah.
And have you guys been writing together or writing separately and then performing together?
We've written some things together. We haven't, like, totally ventured into that. We've never really performed together properly, but we're trying it out, and it's fun.
So we're going to do something soon.
Yeah.
We've been talking about, like, making a band or something.
Yeah.
We have the exact same music taste. It's weird, so we're going to try to run with that.
That's awesome. So you, when you say that you have the exact same music taste, what is the makeup of that? Like, if you could, all right, dream festival lineup of any bands, whether together or not together, dead or undead, the three headliners would be, would you guys agree on those, do you think?
It's so mixed that we'd be the only people there.
Kind of perfect. I think mine would be the same way.
Yeah, I mean, from Joni Mitchell to the Jesus and Mary Chain, I don't think it'd be the same crowd except for us, but...
That sounds kind of amazing.
Yeah.
I'd actually really love to see them perform together. Although I don't think the Reed Brothers can perform with anyone. No, that'd be terrible.
No.
So you mentioned that it's only recently that you guys have started performing together. Is the show this weekend isn't the first time that you guys are performing together, though?
We've done like a song or two, but we've never like done a whole set together, I don't think.
Yeah, it's always been really last minute. Like usually,
like just quick, like
literally, like
jump up there. What song do we both know?
Yeah.
It's been really messy, but we're trying to be a little bit better.
That's when we're like practicing.
We're practicing.
It's gonna be good.
So. That's fantastic. And you both have, for folks who have been listening and enjoying, which is everyone who has been listening, and again, it is streaming online right now for folks who do not have a wireless radio, and for folks who would like to listen another time, there is going to be a podcast of it available for the next 2 weeks. We're going to post it tomorrow morning. I'll send it to you guys so that you have it, so you can share it if you would like to, but you also have, or you can burn it.
Nobody looks for that.
Or burn it in effigy. Just rewind and delete what I just said. That didn't happen. No, it sounded fantastic, I thought.
Thank you.
And Annabelle, most of your music that's out there in the world for people to get a hold of is on SoundCloud.
Yeah.
Is that right?
Yep.
And Matt, for the most part, you're on Bandcamp. Is that right? Is that like Republican, Democrat?
Yeah, kind of. I didn't thought of it that way, actually. Yeah. I have a Bandcamp, yeah. So I put kind of my like actual button down, like when I finish an album and stuff, I put it on there. But SoundCloud is where I just spew out nonsense and stuff. So
folks should
update that more.
So the SoundCloud is more regularly updated, and for people who really want to like hear like the process of your songwriting.
Yeah, it's like kind of buyer beware with the SoundCloud, but it's more true to what I'm like, and which is, I don't know, depends on who you ask, good or bad, but the Bandcamp is more like if you want to buy a record. So, yeah, I don't know. It's all over the place.
Yeah, I think a lot of people take that approach, though. SoundCloud is like the crafting station, and then Bandcamp for, here, now you may purchase this thing.
Yeah, it's kind of nice.
Yeah. How old were you guys when you first started playing music? Just out of curiosity? Because I imagine you both grew up sort of in musical realms, and maybe you don't even remember a time when you weren't playing music, whether it was, you know, piano or...
Yeah, I didn't get into it playing a ton until like middle school. Then I started sixth grade. I started like really playing guitar, but I mean, there were always musical instruments lying around, so I was fiddling since the early years.
Yeah.
I don't know about Matt. You took lessons as a kid, right?
Yeah, I was probably 8, I think, when I started like really playing, but it was more to like get the songs out of my head than to like play and be good at any one thing. So I was doing that since I can remember, really, since I was like a toddler. But it was more pots and pans and screaming and stuff at that point. And like, I think when I was 8 or 9, I started really like thinking I should probably learn how to do this. And yeah, so probably around then. But
and was that mostly guitar around 8 or 9?
Yeah. I didn't do anything else until I was like probably 14 or 13 or something.
Yeah. And same for you, guitar was like the first serious.
Yeah, I've like picked up other things, but I've never really like dedicated myself to them like the guitar.
Yeah. And I imagine that's your primary writing tool as well for both of you.
Yeah.
Sit down with the guitar.
Yeah, most of the time, yeah.
Very cool. Are there other things that I have not touched on? There are shows coming up. There's this weekend in Boston. There is next weekend in Salem for folks who are there. And that show is happening at Koto. on Washington Street. The show this Saturday. It's an afternoon show. That's at Atwood's. You have music online, which we've chatted about. Are there other sort of high points that you wanted to point out? Things coming down the pike? You mentioned that there may be a band forming, so it's sort of watch this space. Is Facebook the best way for people to connect with you? I know Annabelle Lord Patey Music is your Facebook page.
That's good for me,
Matt Minigal, you have your own Facebook page with,
she just
with your
name.
Yeah,
it's
you'll,
anywhere.
You'll find
not
him.
Too many Minigal.
It's one N, two L's. Groovy.
Yeah. I mean, I should have a record coming down soon. I'm working on it, but no date yet, but we'll figure it out.
Well, the songs sound awesome, and I'm just really excited
thank
that you guys
you.
Were able to come and join us. And
yeah,
and
thanks for having us.
Yeah, thank you.
No, thanks for being on our little radio show. It was pretty cool.
Yeah.
And thanks, Kevin and Randy.
Yeah, Randy. Thanks for getting us the gig, everything.
It's a nice thing to wake up to.
Yeah.
Get a text about, like, hey, you can be on a radio show. So. Yeah. It's kind of a nice feeling.
Very nice. Very cool. Well, we're delighted to have you. Again, Annabelle Lord Patey and Matt Minigal, they're going to be playing at Atwood's this Saturday afternoon. You should check them out. You can find them online. You can find them on SoundCloud. You can find Matt, at least, on Bandcamp. and soon, I'm sure, Annabelle as well. So thank you both very much for coming and hanging out with us for a little bit.
Yeah, thanks.
Thank you.
And I guess I will go into some pre-recorded music here. This right up here is Mr. Nick Zano, another singer-songwriter from the Boston area. And this song right here, because I feel I owe it to people around Valentine's Day, this song is called I Hate Love.
I hate love. What has love ever done for me? I hate love. Hate set me free. I hate love, 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 love. But I still love you, baby. Somebody said you gotta serve someone. I got nothing left to give. Somebody say you gotta love someone. Yeah, well, my heart's a sieve, and it's taken me to some places that I never wanna see again. And I think I'm better off without it. I hate love. What has love ever done for me? I hate still love you, baby. If I fall and break my leg, I can put it in a cast. If I make a fool of myself, I can put it in the past. But when I fall in love, it draws and quarters me every time. And I think I'm better off without it. You're the last thing that I ever want to see. But you've wormed your way so deep inside of me. And I think I'm better off. I might be better off. Love might be better off without me. I hate love. What has love ever done for me? I hate love. Oh, hate set me free. I hate love, 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 love. I hate love, 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 love. I hate love, 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 love. And I still love you.
in my bridegroom. What to do about Samson? Who came in like a dream? And when I woke up, he was cold. When I woke up, he was cold. Call it desire.